Chapter 28. But she must learn to accommodate herself to young women, said Mr. Poyser, for it isn't to be counted on as Adam and Seth'll keep bachelors for the next 10 years to please their mother. That'd be unreasonable. It isn't right for old nor young neither to make a bargain all o' their own side. What's good for one's good all round i' the long run. I'm no friend to young fellows a-marrying afore they know the difference atween a crab and a apple, but they may wait or long. To be sure, said Mrs. Poyser, if you go past your dinner time, there'll be little relish o' your meat. You turn it o'er and or why your fork, and don't eat it after all. You find fault why your meat, and the fault's all why your own stomach. Hetty now came back from the pantry and said, I can take Toddy now, aunt, if you like. Come, Rachel, said Mr. Poyser, as his wife seemed to hesitate, seeing that Toddy was at last nestling quietly, thee'dst better let Hetty carry her upstairs, while he tacks thy things off. Thee tired. It's time thee wast in bed. Thee bring on the pain in thy side again. Well, she may hold her, if the child'll go to her, said Mrs. Poyser. Hetty went close to the rocking chair, and stood without her usual smile, and without any attempt to entice Toddy, simply waiting for her aunt, to give the child into her hands. Wilt go to Cousin Hetty, my dilling, while mother gets ready to go to bed? Then Toddy shall go into mother's bed, and sleep there all night. Before her mother had done speaking, Toddy had given her answer in an unmistakable manner, by knitting her brow, setting her tiny teeth against her underlip, and leaning forward to slap Hetty on the arm with her utmost force. Then, without speaking, she nestled to her mother again. Hey, hey, said Mr. Poyser, while Hetty stood without moving, not go to Cousin Hetty? That's like a babby. Toddy's a little woman, and not a babby. It's no use trying to persuade her, said Mrs. Poyser. He lays takes against Hetty when she isn't well. Happen she'll go to Dinah. Dinah, having taken off her bonnet and shawl, had hitherto kept quietly seated in the background, not liking to thrust herself between Hetty and what was considered Hetty's proper work. But now she came forward, and, putting out her arms, said, Come, Toddy. Come and let Dinah carry her upstairs along with mother. Poor, poor mother. She's so tired she wants to go to bed. Toddy turned her face towards Dinah and looked at her an instant, then lifted herself up, put out her little arms, and let Dinah lift her from her mother's lap. Hetty turned away without any sign of ill humor, and, taking her hat from the table, stood waiting with an air of indifference, to see if she should be told to do anything else. You may make the door fast now, Poyser. Alick's been come in this long while, said Mrs. Poyser, rising with an appearance of relief from her low chair. Et me the matches down, Hetty, for I must have the rushlight burning i' my room. Come, father. The heavy wooden bolts began to roll in the house doors, and old Martin prepared to move, by gathering up his blue handkerchief, and reaching his bright-knobbed walnut tree stick from the corner. Mrs. Poyser then led the way out of the kitchen, followed by the grandfather, and Dinah with Toddy, in her arms all going to bed by twilight, like the birds. Mrs. Poyser, on her way, peeped into the room, where her two boys lay, just to see their ruddy round cheeks on the pillow, and to hear for a moment their light regular breathing. Come, Hetty, get to bed, said Mr. Poyser, in a soothing tone, as he himself turned to go upstairs. Who didn't mean to be late, I'll be bound, but your aunt's been worded today. Good night, my wench, good night. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.